It is now 28-7. Mark Whittaker is with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner, New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to the internet, www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. That is one word, Milford KiwiSaver. Or you can call Milford direct, 0800 662 345. 0800 662 345. Mark Whittaker is with me. Hi, Mark.
Larry, how are you?
Very well. And in Australia, we've got an IPO frenzy, have we?
We have an IPO frenzy in Australia at the moment. And it's almost as big a frenzy as what the English batsman faced on the weekend, actually. So if we look at the number of initial public offerings, so IPOs being companies that are coming to market for the first time, or companies that have been delisted and are coming back subsequent to that. What we can see is over the next, or just before, up to the period before Christmas, we can see up to 19 new listings coming to the market. So that's pretty much over a 2-month period. And that to me is virtually unprecedented. So those volumes coming through are quite amazing. And the range of companies coming on board as well is quite diverse as well. So we've got anything from media companies to, you know, packaging companies to internet companies to retail companies. So we've got a whole heap of companies coming. And the most prominent one today is probably the Nine Entertainment Network, which is one of the free-to-air companies over there. That's coming to market. That's probably the highest profile one at the moment.
Yeah, that's interesting. Free-to-air television, I'm not so sure. What do you think?
Well, it's probably not as compelling as a radio-listed company, but it's certainly one that it's got some options. It's got some potential digital avenues that it can pursue. And free-to-air, while it's sort of structurally in a little bit of decline, there is still an eyeball share for free-to-air television.
Yeah.
And it's just a question of whether they can gain their share of the ad spend that's coming through and whether they can at least maintain that share and hopefully the cycle improves for them on the other side.
I think James Packer, his old man wouldn't have thought this, but I think James Packer did a good thing by dumping it off.
He
actually
did, but he's bought into Channel 10, which is... So we sort of... Well, it's not a big investment for him. It's quid pro quo. He's probably made more money on the gaming side by taking those proceeds from Nine, but he's reinvested some back into Channel 10, which is a bit dodgy.
Because he never liked... I don't think he liked media. Well, he didn't, did he?
Well, it's volatile, right? So you've got that cycle which you've got to run up and down, whereas he's moved into gaming, which is very stable and in theory is quite annuity-type revenue.
Well, he liked anything that Fairfax had anyway here. But that's another story. Anyway, Dick Smith is one IPO, and we all know about Dick Smith.
Yeah, that's one that should be familiar to your listeners, given its presence down here. And I thought it was a good example to highlight to your listeners, just of the type of company that's coming to market, not in terms of being a retail electronic company, but in the sense that it's got a couple of characteristics about it that are quite interesting. The first one being it's relatively cheap. So in the Aussie market and the Kiwi market have run pretty hard and look fairly full at the moment. But this is a company that compared to its peers, the JB Hi-Fi, the Harvey Norman, those listed equivalents, is actually quite cheap. So it's coming on market about 13 times the expected earnings for 2014, which puts it at about probably a 5 or 6 PE, price to earnings point, discount to its peer. So it looks relatively cheap. It's got some good colours in terms of the revenue line. We've got Xbox One and PlayStation 4 coming to the market just before Christmas, so these consoles should sell quite well and should give the revenue line a bit of a kick along, as well as its listed peers as well. And there's also some cost out opportunities. So a lot of these listings that are coming to market have these features about them which make them relatively attractive.
Right, well, that was flogged off by Woolworths, wasn't it?
It was. And with the private equity and Dick Smith was actually run, I probably shouldn't say this, but it probably wasn't run as ideal as it could have been under a Woolworths ownership and private equity. While you're always a little bit sort of careful with what private equity is selling into the market, there were some easy cost-out opportunities for them on the back of a company that hadn't been run as optimal as it could have been.
Was private equity that's selling the Nine network too, isn't it?
It is as well, yeah.
So a lot
of these companies are turnaround stories, so private equity can come in. And because they run them over a longer time frame, they can look at these companies and say, well, how can we run these companies a little bit better? They're not always great opportunities to buy off private equity, but so you've got to do your work as well. But one or two always tend to come up, which can be quite attractive.
So high level of IPO activity.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting on two fronts. Firstly, it sort of confirms in my mind at least the buoyancy that we're seeing in Australia at the moment. So we've gone through a bit of a doldrum. You know, we've gone through the economy just sort of trucking along and not doing a lot. this sort of flurry of IPOs coming to market just highlights the level of increased confidence that we're seeing in Australia at the moment. So I think that's quite encouraging. And the fact that these IPOs are literally walking out the door, if they're priced right and they've got the right sort of catalyst around them, then, as I say, just like the English Spaceman on the weekend, these IPOs are literally just walking out the door. So that's quite good. And in conjunction with what we're seeing on the housing market with the strength in Sydney and Melbourne property prices, it certainly affirms, as I say, in my mind, that at least Australia is starting to turn the corner a little bit, and that's quite good. And I think secondly, what it highlights is just, you know, how attractive the Australian market can be to invest in. You've got, a depth and diversity of investment opportunities across different sectors and different company sizes and so on, which really makes the Australian market quite attractive to look at and potentially to invest in.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Larry.
That is Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management. MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.